Despite indications that Republicans are facing headwinds nationally, for Democrats, incumbent Doug LaMalfa may be untouchable. Republicans have held most of the territory now in CD1 since 1975. The Cook Political Report rates California's first as solid Republican and gives LaMalfa an insurmountable 11-point lead. However, there have been no public polls of the race. In the 2016 contest, President Donald Trump trounced former First Lady Hillary Clinton 56-36 in the district, a 20-point spread. Trump also bested Clinton in every county in the district. Any supposed blue wave would need exceptional heights for the race to be competitive. Nevertheless, Democratic candidate Audrey Denny is running a more spirited campaign than recent contenders. According to the most recent campaign finance disclosures ending June 30th, LaMalfa raised close to $600,000, Denny a bit more than half of that. Half of LaMalfa's haul came from political action committees, compared to less than 2% of Denny's. In terms of small individual contributions, an indicator of grassroots support, a little over 2% of LaMalfa's war chest came in that form, compared to 37% of Denny's. Just two co-appearances were scheduled. The second and final, moderated by the League of Women Voters, is scheduled for this evening at the Gray Eagle Fire Hall, 7620 State Route 89 in Gray Eagle. The location is about an hour and a half drive from Susanville, 2 hours from Grass Valley, 2.5 hours from Chico, and about 3 hours from Redding and Alturas. A call to LaMalfa's campaign spokesman, Mark Spanicle, was not returned by press time. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.